recorded live by jml.org.au.
Okay, just for those who were not here the couple of days, we'll just give a quick summary of where we've come from, where we're up to, and then, Ezra's Hashem, where we are going to be going. The discussion that we're having now is about the arrival of Mashiach and Eliyahu on Shabbos, whether that is possible. And it comes up in context of the Gemara's discussion in Eruvin, Machloikas, whether there is Tchumin Lamaila Ma'asara, whether the Isra of Tchumin applies higher than 10 Tfachim or does not. And we tried to bring a raya from the Brisa, which says, Hareini Nazir B'yom Sheben David Ba, that I will be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach arrives, on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Mutar lishtos yayin b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim, he is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, meaning that the Nazirus is not chal, does not take effect. V'asur lishtos yayin kol yomos achol, but he is not allowed to drink wine during the weekday. And from this we wanted to bring a raya that what we're effectively saying is Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, and therefore you must say that there is tchumin l'mayla ma'asara, and that's why Mashiach cannot travel, so to speak, to come on Shabbos. And therefore this the Gemara brings as a proof that yesh tchumin l'mayla ma'asara. Says the Gemara that no, that this is a different case. The issue here is that Eliyahu HaNavi did not come yesterday, because Eliyahu HaNavi must come a day before Mashiach's arrival, and that is why he is mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, well, if that's the case, every day during the week, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi did not come. So we said, no, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi arrived and came to the Beis Din Hagadol, and we did not know about it. It was done quietly. So therefore, maybe over here also we'll say the same thing, that on Friday Eliyahu HaNavi came to the Beis Din already, and that's why we didn't know about it, but maybe he did. And therefore, we have an issue of the reason Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos must be because of Tchumin. Says the Gemara, Kvar Muftach Len LiYisrael, that no, Eliyahu is different, that we have an assurance that Eliyahu will not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And then the Gemara says that, however, Mashiach could come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, as was discussed previously. And then the Gemara continues on. And we drew out three main nekudos of the Maskana from the Gemara. Number one is that ultimately the question, as we see with regards to Tchumin, the Gemara says, Sfukim Mesapkele, that the Tana has a Sofik, Im Yesh Tchumin or Ein Tchumin, Ula Chumra. So the issue of whether there's Tchumin Lamayla Masara, the conclusion of the Gemara is that it is a Bay Deloy Ifshita, we do not resolve the question. And it seems to say Sveikoy Lachumra, that we go Lachumra, and that is why the Nazir is Asur to have wine on a Sunday, because maybe there is no Tchumin L'mayla Masara, and maybe Eliyahu did come yesterday on Shabbos, in which case Mashiach could come on a Sunday, and therefore, Sveika L'chumra. Point number two is that the Gemara is based on the premise that Eliyahu Navi will not come on Erev Shabbos, that it's a Havtacha, that it's a certainty that Mashiach Eliyahu will not come on Friday, and therefore, by extension, point number three, because he must come a day before Mashiach, Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos absolutely. Those were the three points from the Gemara. In fact, just on the aside, that it's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah brings down in Siman Reish Tzadik Hei, which talks about the dinim of Havdalah. And he mentions over there that is a minig nagu loymar ulahaski Eliyahu HaNavi b'matzei Shabbos ulispalo sheyavu v'yosrenu ha-geula. Many people come and they say, sing Eliyahu HaNavi, we mention Eliyahu HaNavi b'mheir yavu eleinu, we mention on Matzei Shabbos. And the Alter mentioned that this is the Ramah. Now the Magen Avraham elaborates, why is it that mitamo Matzei Shabbos, why now do we mention Eliyahu, why not any other time? So he says, because Eliyahu will not come on Erev Shabbos, right, meaning the Havtacha that he will not come on Erev Shabbos. And it's a bayah, it's a question in the Shas, whether there's Tchumin L'mayla Ma'asara or not, and therefore it's questionable whether Eliyahu will come on Shabbos or could come on Shabbos himself. If so, maybe the halacha is Yesh Tchumin, and therefore he will not come on Shabbos. And therefore, since for 2 days we have no possibility of Eliyahu Navi coming, in halachic sense, therefore as soon as the Matzei Shabbos arrives and it's now the earliest opportunity that Eliyahu Navi could come, therefore it's an appropriate time to ask for Eliyahu Navi's arrival. Okay, Interesting, just on the side, the I have notes over here, the Kaf HaChaim writes that when you look at the word Shabbos, so we have any word, you have the Oisios Tanei Lomais. You have in the word Shabbos, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, base is base Yud Saf, and Taf is Taf Yud Vav. So you have the main Oisios, Shin, base Saf, the Shabbos, and you have the Oisios Tanei Lomais, the hidden letters, and the hidden letters come to the Gematria of 486. Yud, Nun, Yud, Saf, and Yud, Vav. And that is the Gematria of Eliyahu, Moshiach ben David. And why these are Oisios HaNe'lamas? To tell you that on Shabbos, Eliyahu and Moshiach is Ne'lam, is hidden because they're not able to arrive on Shabbos because of this issue of Tchumen. We'll come back to it. Anyway, those are the 3 points of the Gemara. Again, Eliyahu must come before Moshiach one day beforehand. There is a Havtach of the Eliyahu, we will not come on a Friday. Therefore, Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. And with regards to Mashiach's arrival on Sunday, that is totally on the suffix, whether it's Tchumen and Eliyahu HaNavi could or couldn't come on Shabbos. And the conclusion of the Gemara is Sveika L'chumra. And therefore, the presumption is Eliyahu HaNavi could have come on Shabbos. And the Nazir is also on wine on Sunday. So those are 3 points. We then looked at the Rambam in Nazirus Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Rambam seems to rewrite this halacha in Gansen completely. And the Rambam writes, Ha'oime hareini nazir b'yom she'ben David ba, someone who says that I will be a nazir on the day that Ben David Moshiach will arrive. So then, im b'chol nadar is a asur l'olam. If it was a weekday when he made that vow, then he's asur l'olam. Now just on the aside, and we're going to relate back to this today. We had a machloikas in Rishonim. What does it mean that he makes the oath, Hareini Nazir b'yom she'ben David ba'boy, on the day Moshiach will come? Rashi seems to indicate that it's literal, that he is a Nazir on the day that Moshiach will actually arrive. And therefore, take any given day. He makes that Nazirus on a Sunday. Right? So, Moshiach could come that day. So if he's going to drink wine and Moshiach rocks up later that afternoon, l'mafrei, he has violated his Nazirus. So every day, mitzad ha-safek, the Mashiach could actually come this day. Therefore, he has to maintain his nazirus. But it never takes effect until the day Mashiach actually arrives. However, if you go back to the Gemara, Tosfos at the top had a issue, and he says as follows, in the very top, Vim Toimer, you ask a question, over here, We are worried Mashiach could come any day. If so, why is a koyen not forbidden from drinking wine every day? If Mashiach could come every day, he might be necessary for the avodah. However, Kedamrin, it says, Pirush, what does it mean? His kilku is his takana. Since many years have passed, the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, and therefore we're not really choshes that he's coming. But hang on one second, based on our suga over here, why aren't we choshes the Mashiach is going to arrive, kiacha, just as we are over here? And he answers, his first answer, this is Tosfos himself, here there is no isur involved. Why? Okay, so this coin will be shikr. Someone else will do the avoda, there's no avoda done over here. Avahacha, but the nazir, asi, if Mashiach will come later that day, over on the zirus, so then lemafrei he was over. And that's the answer that he gives. But if you skip down two lines, v'rabbeinu tam mefarish, Rabbeinu tam gives a different explanation. That when he makes the nazirus b'yom she'ben David ba, it does not mean that I'll be a nazir on the day the Mashiach will actually come, but rather she'ra'oi lavoi, I will be a nazir on the day the Mashiach could come. Bahashloi kasha media, and therefore there is no kasha over. And there's no kasha anymore over here, because every day, yes, even though, yes, it's been thousands of years, Mashiach hasn't yet come, and therefore the Kohen could drink wine nowadays, and we're not worried about it, but practically, tachlis, is this a day the Mashiach could come? Theoretically, yes, it's a day the Mashiach could come, and therefore the Nazirus is chal. The difference is that if we take the view that it's b'yom she'ben David ba'boy, that it's actually the day he's going to come, then the Nazirus will not actually be chal, it's only mitzad ha-safek. It will only be chal on the day Mashiach actually arrives. And our issue is l'mafreya. Mashiachin, according to Rabbeinu Tam's view, that the Nazirus will take place on the day that is roi for Mashiach to come. As soon as the first day of the week comes that it's roi, Mashiach should come, the Nazirus is chal absolutely 100% bona fide. And that's his view over there. Anyway, so we're going to come back to that. But the Rambam doesn't go into it, Kedarko, that he brings the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Rambam just writes, Ha'omer, someone who says, Hareini Nazir, B'yom Sheben David, Baboy, Im Bechol Nadar, if it was a Halacha Dalet, Yud Aleph. So then, if it was a weekday when he made the Neder, Hareze also La'olam, he is also forever. V'im b'Shabbos, but if it was Shabbos or b'Yomtiv, Nader, that's when he makes the Nader. Oisah Shabbos or Oisah Yomtiv Mutter, that Shabbos and that Yomtiv, he's Mutter to drink wine, because, we'll see, Mikan ve'elach also la'olam, but from then on he is also to drink wine. Now, why is he Mutter to drink wine on Shabbos and Yomtiv? If I were to ask you very simply from our Gemara, why is he Mutter to drink Shabbos and wine on Shabbos and Yomtiv? Because Eliyahu Navi will not come on a Friday or an Erev Yomtiv. But the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says, Shadavar Sofik im Yavi b'Shabbos oy b'Yomtiv. There is a Sofik whether Mashiach will come on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Now the Gemara Sofik was whether Eliyahu could come on Shabbos and Yomtiv because of Tchumin. The Rambam says the Sofik is can Mashiach come. Now it's the same Sofik, but our Gemara doesn't discuss that. And oy b'lo Yavi v'hovu Sofik b'Yom shenader loy chala alav nezirus she Sofik nezirus lahakel mikan ve'ele chala alav nezirus etc. etc. Okay, now. Kesef Misha asks three questions on this Rambam. Number one, whereas our Gemara says that the reason he is allowed to drink wine on that Shabbos and Yom Tov is Neder is because Eliyahu Navi will not come beforehand, or did not come before, cannot come beforehand. Whereas the Rambam writes that it's because of Safek Nezirus Lahakel. Well, maybe Mashiach could come, maybe he couldn't come because of the Tchum issue, and therefore Safek Nezirus Lahakel, and therefore we... So why is he different from the Gemara? Number two, is the Rambam's view, is that it's a Sofek where the Mashiach can come on Shabbos. Whereas the Gemara, it's Vadai, he will not come on Shabbos, because we have a Havtacha that Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And finally, the Gemara's conclusion over here, with regards to Sunday, and the question, could Eliyahu HaNavi come because of Tchum on Shabbos? We say Sveika L'chumra, right? This question of whether it's Tchum in L'may L'masar or L'mata Masar, the Gemara says Sfukim Esapkele, there's a Sofek, and we go L'chumra, and therefore we say L'chumra that Eliyahu HaNavi could have come yesterday, and therefore we have to be machmir and not drink wine today, because maybe Mashiach could come today. Yeah, one day before. That's based on the Gemara over here. Whereas, according to the view of the Rambam, he's saying Sveika L'kula. This suffix of whether it's Chumin L'mayla Masara, according to Rambam, actually plays out into a Kula form, that we say that Mashiach will not come today, and therefore he's allowed to drink wine. So these are the three questions of the Kesef Mishnah. And he gives the following resolution, and he says as follows. This issue of Safek Nezirus is discussed in Masechta Nazir, and it's a machloikas. Rabbi Shimon is of the view of Sveika L'chumra. However, we follow the rabbis who say that in Nazir, Sveika L'kula. Okay? Safek Nezirus L'hakel. In which case, that casts a question on our Gemara, because our Gemara says, Sfuki Mesapka Le Ula Chumra. Therefore, our Sugya must be going according to the Manda Amar, that Safek Nazir is L'chumra. And therefore, we are not bound by this Sugya. That's his question. Well, that was what bothered the Rambam. If so, the reason why we say that we don't need the reason anymore to say that the reason he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos is because Eliyahu did not come beforehand. We'll say very simply because Sveika L'kula. The Safek of Tchumin on Mashiach himself arriving on Shabbos, and because we hold Sveika L'kula, that's the reason why the Braisa says he's allowed to drink wine on that Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't need to come to a Maase of Eliyahu, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Sveika L'chumra. And therefore, really, if it was just the Safek of Tchumin, maybe Mashiach could come today, and he shouldn't drink wine. But the Braisa says he's allowed to drink wine. Okay, for that, you need to come to the Teretz of Loiba Eliyahu Me'esmal, because Huftach Lehen Liyisra. But once we say Sveika L'kula, this whole business of Huftach Lehen Liyisrael is irrelevant. It's not necessary over here, and therefore it falls by the wayside. That means that even if we would say Eliyahu HaNavi did come yesterday on Erev Shabbos, afilu hachi, he would be allowed to have wine on Shabbos, because there's a suffix, can Mashiach get here because of the Trum issue, and therefore Sveika L'kula, and therefore he's allowed to drink wine. That's the Teretz of the Kesef Mishnah. Comes along the Lecha Mishnah, and he asks a question on the Kesef Mishnah. The question that he asks is, well, what about Sunday? If we say Sveika Lekula, and Eliyahu HaNavi has to come a day before Mashiach's arrival, so we have a Safek, could Eliyahu HaNavi have come on Shabbos or not because of Tchum? Sveika Lekula, the way it plays out with regards to Nazir, and therefore we'll say that he did not come yesterday, and therefore Mashiach won't come on Sunday, and therefore you're allowed to drink wine on Sunday. But the Braisa says, Asu Kol Yomois Achol. So how does this... Okay? So the Lechem Mishnah then goes on to give his own teretz that we looked at yesterday, which you won't go into, but effectively he basically says that when we say that Eliyahu Navi will come beforehand, he accepts this premise of Sveika Lekula. However, he's of the view that Eliyahu Navi does not need to come one day beforehand. Once we say Sveika Lekula, you don't need to say Eliyahu has to come one day beforehand. Lo ba Eliyahu me'esmo. Eliyahu could come a number of days before. 1, 2, 3 days before, it really doesn't matter. So therefore, like this, Eliyahu Navi could have come on Thursday, right? Could have come on Friday, possibly, if we accept this Hufsach or not, but it's irrelevant over here. But let's say Eliyahu came on Thursday. So Eliyahu came on Thursday. So yeah, granted that, or on Friday, granted that Mashiach can't come on Shabbos because of this Safek, right? Sveika Lekula. I mean, the Tchumen, it's Sveika Lekula, and therefore the Yai and the Nazir could drink wine. However, when it comes to Sunday, we actually have two Sveikas Lechumra. What are the two Sveikas Lechumra? Maybe Eliyahu Navi could have Taka come on Shabbos because it's still Safek Tchumen. And even if we say that he couldn't have come on Shabbos, maybe he came on Thursday or Friday. And therefore he's already here, and Mashiach could announce himself on Sunday. That is why the Nazir is also on Sunday. That was the teretz of the Lechem Mishnah. But we are left with this question on the Kesef Mishnah, that if we say that, very simply, Sveika Lekula, well, if so, we have a Safek, Eliyahu Navi, could he come on Shabbos or not? That's a Safek. Therefore, the Nazir should be allowed to drink wine on a Sunday because Safek Nazir Lukula. So, how does the Kesef Mishnah deal with that? And that's pretty much where we left off, although we did start to discuss it, which we'll follow up today. Now, just as a preface, this idea whether, in fact, Eliyahu HaNavi needs to come before Mashiach is not so clear-cut. Whilst our sugya over here seems to indicate clearly that Eliyahu HaNavi must come before Mashiach's arrival, we saw yesterday already from the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam brings machlokes. There are different opinions amongst the Chachamim. But Pashtus, the Rambam says that Eliyahu HaNavi does not have to come before Mashiach's arrival, that he will come after Mashiach's arrival, right? And talking about Goy, Gomogoy, etc. However, he then brings, v'yesh min ha-chachamim, there are those for the Chachamim who say that Eliyahu HaNavi will come before Mashiach's arrival. And this is something which is actually discussed, as far as Lakan or Lakan, whether we say, in fact, Eliyahu will come before Mashiach or not. In fact, one of the rayas that we say, and what comes up in our discussion, is that when the Chassam Sofer discusses it, but we say that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Hayyomim b'koylu tishmo, right? I might ask Mashiach, when are you going to come? He says today. Well, hang on a second, Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So what's he saying? He could come today. So maybe Eliyahu Nazi does not have to come before Mashiach. And furthermore, when we say in the Harachmans by a bris, right? So we first say Harachman yishlachlanu Mashichoi, and afterwards we say Harachman yishlachlanu Kohen Tzedek. Who is Kohen Tzedek? Eliyahu Navi is a Kohen. And it seems to say, first Hashem will send us Mashiach, and then he'll send us the Eliyahu Kohen Tzedek. So it's really not clear from this, and we see from the Rambam himself, whether in fact Eliyahu Navi has to come before Mashiach or not. And perhaps that will start to give us an idea when it comes to the Rambam or not. But certainly from our Gemara, when it comes to our Gemara takes the view that Eliyahu must come before Mashiach. Pashto's talking about one day, whereas the Lechem Mishnah says that once we accept Sveika Lekula by a Nazir, it could be multiple days beforehand as well. But it's still based on this realm that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming before Mashiach arrives. Okay. So then we started to look yesterday at the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan, which is the Pirush of the Shagas Aryan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which brings the Machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, whether Mashiach will come in Tishrei or whether Mashiach will come in Nisan. Rebbe Eliezer says you'll learn, he'll come in Tishrei, because we make a Gzeira Shava, Shofar, Shofar, right? In Rosh Hashanah, we have the blowing of the shofar, and it says, they will blow a great shofar. So from here we learn that Mashiach's arrival will be in the month of Tishrei. However, in contrast to that, we have the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua learns from the pasuk Leil Shimurim, that it is a night of watching, and from the pasuk Leil Shimurim, we learn out that it's a night which is guarded for the future Geula. That is, that the future Geula will be in the month of Nisan. Okay, now that raises multiple. Well, specifically, it seems to say Leil Shimurim on that night of Pesach. And similarly, if you make the Gzeir Shavah, Shofar, Bapashos, it means Mashiach will come on Rosh Hashanah itself. And that poses a number of questions to our sugya over here. Number one, is our Braisa that we quote by the Nazir, B'yom Sheben David Ba Boi, right? It's not Magbil, right? It doesn't say if it was in Nisan or it was in Tishrei. No, it says B'yom, whatever day it's, on that day he will come. Which seems to indicate Mashiach could come any time of the year, Baruch Hashem. We don't have to wait till Nisan, we don't have to wait till Tishrei. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to say Nisan or other Nisan or other Tishrei. Furthermore, we have another question. And the question is, well, hang on one second. If we're going to say, like, the Pshat seems to indicate, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiach will come on Pesach, not Pesach, Yom Pesach, or Night of Pesach, whatever it is. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, he will come on Rosh Hashanah itself. Well, hang on one second. We just said now Gemara Kvar Huftach Leni Solsha in Eliyahu Loi Be'erev Shabbos Loi Be'yamtiv. So if Eliyahu didn't come yesterday on Erev Yamtiv, Erev Pesach, Erev Rosh Hashanah, how could Mashiach show up on Pesach Rosh Hashanah? It seems a bit of a difficulty. So that's the kasha that the Turei Evan brings, the two questions that he brings. And in resolution, he raises an issue which is discussed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And he says as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin contrasts two words in the pasuk of the Geula, which is Be'ita Achishena. Be'ita meaning in its appointed time, the deadline will arrive and Mashiach will come. Achishena means hasten, the Mashiach will come earlier than his time. So the Gemara says, well, hang on a second, if it's Be'ita, then it's not Achishena. If it's Achishena, it's not Be'ita. What do you mean? So Gemara says, Zachu, if we are Zoicha, then it will be Achishena. If we're not zeich, if we're not meritorious, then it will have to wait till the deadline actually comes. So he says as follows. V'yesh loymer dahainu dafka beketz de achishena ube de zachu. That when do we say that Eliyahu Navi will not come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? That is with regards to the ketz of achishena. Sorry, No, that was the case of that he won't come, is in a case of Achishena, which is taking a case where we were Zoichu. Ava b'deloi Zachu, but if we're not Zoiche, and therefore the case will be in a way of Be'ita in its appointed time. So then he says, Afilu b'Erev Shabbos, Nami ba Eliyahu, Eliyahu Navi could come also on Erev Shabbos, b'loi chayish l'toirech, and we're not worried about the Toirech, the people are going to be busy with their Suda Shabbos and neglect it because they're going out to greet Eliyahu Navi. Why? Aren't we worried? The Kivan de Itoihu, once he said that this is the deadline, this is the day Mashiach should come, and it happens to be on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov, Eifshar Lahavir Moed HaKeitz. You can't push off the Keitz just because Eliyahu Teirech Erev Shabbos. If this is the Keitz, it falls on Shabbos or Sunday, on a Yom Tov, so Eliyahu Navi will have to come, and we'll have to deal with the Teirech in other ways, because you can't push off the Keitz Be'ita, that's in its time. And therefore, he learns out that the whole Sugya over here is talking about a situation of when it is Achishena. And that makes sense, because if it's Achishena, then Mashiach could come at any time of year. There's not a set appointed time. If you're Zoicha, whatever day of the year is your Zoicha, if it's in Kislev, if it's in Cheshvan, whenever it is, your Zoicha, that's the day Mashiach is going to come. That's our sugi over here. It's talking about Achishena. Mashenken and Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, they are talking about Be'ita, and therefore other it's going to be Be'ita is going to be Nisan, or it's Tishrei, either it's Rosh Hashanah or it's Pesach. We're not sure which one it's going to be, but that is the two times of Be'ita, and therefore over there we don't have a concern about Eliyahu HaNavi being a problem. Because Be'ita Mashiach, Eliyahu Navi will come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, and we can't push off the Keitz in its Zman. So that's the point that he brings up, which basically what he's telling us is that the Sugya over here is talking about Achishena, right? And therefore we're worried about Eliyahu Navi on Friday. Mashiach and the Sugya and Rosh Hashanah is talking about Be'ita, and therefore we're not worried about that. So that's the point that the Turei Evan brings. Now, this point that there is possibly a difference between the Be'it and Achishena can actually give rise to a whole new discussion entirely. Whereas the Turei Evan is of the view that whether the Geula is Be'ita or Achishena, Eliyahu Navi will come a day before Mashiach. Difference is that if it's Achishena, we're worried about the Torah, and therefore Eliyahu won't come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, and therefore Mashiach will not come on Shabbos. But if it's Be'ita, we're not worried about the Torah, because it's Be'ita, we can't push off the cates, but still Eliyahu Navi will come before Mashiach. However, as we'll see in a moment, there are those who take a different view entirely, and that it could be that the whole Seder of the Geula, that Eliyahu HaNavi comes before Mashiach, is only talking about a case Be'ita, when everything done is in a natural way, that we're not Zoicha. However, im Zachu, it could be possible that Mashiach could come without being predicated or necessitating that we have Eliyahu HaNavi's approach beforehand. And perhaps that is the meaning of the Kesef Mishnah. When the whole question the Lecha Mishnah had is that when the Kesef Mishnah says the words, Ve'im kein ein tzarech letam delay asa liyom me'esmo, meaning that once we say Safik Nazir lahakel, therefore the reason you're allowed on the Nazir is allowed to have wine on Shabbos is because of Safik lahakel. It's got nothing to do with Eliyahu HaNavi. It's not just saying that Eliyahu HaNavi, we don't need that tam, but rather what he's effectively saying is that we don't have to say Bichlal that we need the Inyan of Eliyahu HaNavi to come before Mashiach. Yes? What was that? That was the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer's son asked the question. The Ksav Sofer's son asked the question we saw yesterday, is that on the Gemara in Psachim. We're actually going to come back and talk about that. So let's hold that. So it's possible that Eliyahu Bichlal, we don't need Eliyahu HaNavi to come before Mashiach's arrival. And with that, what I want to do now is share with you a crazy uplasi from Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. Actually, before we do that, I'll just say something interesting. We had a discussion that, well, the Gemara seems to indicate that Eliyahu and Mashiach's arrival is somehow going to be possibly a violation of the Tchum. And Tchum Shabbos is traveling 2,000 amos outside of the city's limits, or Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rambam and some that it's Doraisa, but it's going to involve Tchumit. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is that, well, Eliyahu Navi is coming melamayla lamata. Eliyahu Navi is coming from above to below. Now, that actually came up in the previous sugya, in the previous raya the Gemara wanted to bring, about the Maisa that someone came and he taught the Shev Shmaitza about Chulin in Pumbedisa in the morning of Shabbos, and he taught it again in Surah in the afternoon of Shabbos. And how is it possible for one person to go to both? And you must say it's Eliyahu HaNavi, and is a raya that is and the raya that there is no issue of Tchumin Lamayla Ma'asara. So the Chassam Sofer in the Shailos and Tshuva Siman Tzadik Ches Chelek Vav, so he elaborates and he says what it seems to say from this sugya is that Mashamayim Va'aretz there is an issue of Tchum. As we know from the Gemara in Chagiga, from Shamayim to Aretz is a Mahalach Taf Kuvshana, is a journey of 500 years. And therefore, for Eliyahu Navi to come down, you have an issue of Tchumin of Shabbos. And this is what the Prima Gadim brings in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadikei, when we say the Magen Avraham writes that Eliyahu Navi will not come on Shabbos, because he writes as an issue of Tchumin Melmaila Lamata. Why? So he says, now even, he then elaborates that, okay, so he says like this. Now, Tzorich Iyun, because Tosfos later in the Gemara in Eruvin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis says the Loshayich Shvisa Utchumin Milamayla Lamata. There is no issue of Tchumin in travel Milamayla Lamata. So therefore, why are we bothered about Eliyahu over here or Mashiach for that matter? The Suf furthermore, there a Nagu Alma Bemila Lemer Zeh Kisei Shal Eliyahu Zachula Toif. When it comes to a Bris Mila, everyone says Zeh Kisei, and the Moel says, Amoid al Yemin el Samcheni, come and stand by me to help me, Eliyahu Malach HaBris. And we say this whether the Bris is on a weekday or on Shabbos. Right? So Eliyahu, no, we see clearly, what do you mean, Eliyahu, can he come on Shabbos or not? We say by every Bris on Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi is over here. And similarly on Pesach, right? Eliyahu Navi comes to every Pesach Seder, which is on a Yom Tov, and we don't seem to be bothered by any issue of Tchumin. Right? Okay, but yet we say that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, we mention Eliyahu on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos. So he's coming, he's not coming. What's going on over here? So he says as follows. When Eliyahu went up to Shamayim, as it's discussed in the Navi, he did not go up with his body. Meaning, he might have gone up partly with his body, but when he goes up to the Shmei HaShamayim, up by the Eibishter and Kisei HaKovod, it was only his neshama who went, and up there Eliyahu is like the Malachi HaShoreis. His body remains in Gan Eden HaTachtoin, which is present here, Ba'olam Hazeh. On the Yom HaBesura, that's what it says, in the beginning of creation, Gan Eden. Okay? In Chassid, according to Chassid is not. Chassid is Gan Eden HaTachtoin is Olam HaYetzirah. Right? But it's certain, according to Pshat in the Psukim, Ba'yivra Gan Ba'eden, right? There's Gan Ba'eden, it's somewhere here in this physical world. So he says like this, on the Yom HaBesura, when Eliyahu HaNavi will come to announce the Geula, B'mehed of Yamenu, that Neshama will come down back into that holy body, and then he will no longer be like the Malachim, he will come like any other Chacham Mechachma Yisrael or Nevi'im, and he will come and he will announce, and he will be endorsed with the power of his Rebbe. If we say Pinchas Eliyahu, that means he learned by Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. And then he will have like the din of every other Yid. And so too, whenever Eliyahu Navi comes and is revealed within this world, we talk about when he's revealed in his guf. But there are certain times when Eliyahu comes into this world in the form of a neshama, such as by Bris Milah. What do we say? Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Right? Eliyahu, when he's present by Bris, he has the gedder of the Malach. This is Eliyahu's neshama which is present. Right? If Eliyahu comes down in a guf gashmi, he can only be in one place in one time. Yet every house mentions by Leila Seder throughout the entire world that Eliyahu HaNavi is here by the Seder. Why? Because we're talking about the neshama of Eliyahu coming down into this world. Okay. Now, he then continues on. In this way, when he appears in the form of a malach, so then we not koveh halacha according to his words, ki biloi b'shamayim hi. Right? Ein mashkichin bebasko. We're not bound to accept the words of Eliyahu HaNavi. But when he comes down in his guf, as all the other gedolei chachma Yisrael, and that's when we say, Tishbi yitaret kushus v'yiboyes. Right? Teiku. The Zohar says, Teiku zerasha tevis. Tishbi Eliyahu HaTishbi will answer all the questions and problems. Well, hang on a second. Loi b'shamayimi. Why are we listening to Eliyahu? Ein shemin lebasko. So there's a difference. When he comes, when Mashiach will come, he's coming down in his guf. He's coming down as a mensch, not as a malach. And therefore, we follow him in terms of answering all these halachas. And therefore, when you have this discussion over here, in this discussion of the Gemara, when it says the Hani Shev Shmaitzer, these seven teachings, which was taught in the morning in Pumbedisa, in the afternoon in Surah, these were taught halacha lamaisa. Who did they learn them from? Eliyahu. If we're learning halacha from Eliyahu HaNavi, it must be because he's in his guf, and he's like all Chachma Yisrael, and therefore we're makabel from him. And therefore we have an issue of tchumin. Because what is the issue like this? En Achanami, like Tosva says, mil maila lamata, when the neshama of Eliyahu HaNavi comes down into the world, there's no issue of tchumin. But when Eliyahu HaNavi comes in a guf form, he's going to come into, the neshama will come into a guf, that itself is no problem of tchumen. But then his guf is going to have to get to wherever it's got to get to. If it's to the Beis Din in Lishkas HaGozes to announce Mashiach's arrival, if it's to Pumbedisa or to Surah, wherever it's going to be, then mitamo, we have an issue of tchumen. And with that, he resolves the discussion over here as well. Interesting, we'll come and look what the Rebbe says a little bit later, because the mashmos of the Rambam, im yamid melech, Beis David, seems to indicate that Mashiach is here present and alive. It's not like Mashiach has to come from up there somewhere in the Tchum. So why are we worried about issues of Tchum with Mashiach? But we will discuss that. Is what? Okay, when we say Lamatim Asar,
when you're talking about Hittel Shabbos, it actually means 10 Tvachim from the ground.
Correct, Lamatim Asar Tvachim means Lamatim Asar Tvachim from the Rakia above.
I'm just saying, there's different ways to explain it. It's not as, if you want to say that Yom Novi is Guf, Lamatu Yisrael Tvachim, it's not on the ground.
So, but it means it's in Olam Hazeh.
It's not Lamatu Yisrael Tvachim, we're talking about Rishus or Shabbos.
Okay, correct. It doesn't have to mean somewhere here.
It's not so simple.
But meaning that there wouldn't be no issue of... The issue of Tchumin is in the horizontal sense.
That's why a ship goes on Shabbos, you can travel on a ship, because Lamal Masar Tvachim.
Okay, but that's based on the Suffolk over here. We're not going into the Halacha over here, but... but
when you talk about Elio,
what's... You're saying Lamata Masor V'Tochen doesn't mean Kipshus, he could still be Lamaila, but we still have the Sofik in Tchumin Lamaila. Here we're based on, we're dealing with the Havamin of the Sofik of the Gemara. Yes, the Maisa of the Gemara says Sveika L'chumra, which is the whole question, does that mean only in Nazir, or is that also talking about Tchumin on Shabbos?
Because he wanted to say, it's not the Matamashar Tochen.
But it doesn't matter. If it's in Olam Hazeh, but what we're talking about is, we're not bothered of Tchum Mil Maila Mata. Our issue is Tchum.
That's right.
Now,
so
even if that's...
He can travel.
No. Because if it's traveling horizontal, that's tchum l'mayla. That's our discussion over here. That's the Gemara's question. Yesh tchum l'mayla masar or not? Anyway, so that's one interesting nekuda which the Chassam Sofer brings. Now, okay, so let me share with you the crazy place. It's actually phenomenal, and I didn't fully get my head around it 100%. It's just a brilliant mind. The crazy place is Rabbi Yonis and Eichitz. He wrote the crazy place.
Yes,
the Sefer? No. And he is famous. One of his famous parts of his work is on Simon Kuf Yud of Yeredeya. And anyone who's learned Smicha and learned Simon Kuf Yud Yeredeya, these are the dinim of Sofek and Svek Sveka, which is... It's an unbelievable unbelievable. And he wrote a Kuntras base HaSofek. He wrote on the Kuntras HaSvekas. And this is Bavust. This is a famous, famous thing. And he discusses different things of Sofek, Machmas, Chisor, and Yedia, is if they're considered a Sofek, etc. All different types of discussions. And in the end, he starts to discuss, he brings in this issue of Sofek, Tchum, and Lamaila or not, and wants to contrast how the Rosh learns it to the Beis Yosef, etc., etc. And then he finishes his work, and he tacks on to the end of it. At the end, a little bit of analysis on this Sugya itself and the Rambam itself. And he says as follows. We mentioned beforehand that there's a machloka seemingly between, well, certainly in Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, as what does it mean, b'yom sheben David ba'boy? Initially, Tosfos takes the view that it means on the actual day that he will come. And we seem to say that Moshiach could come any day. Why can the Kohen then drink wine any day? There's a difference there. There's no Isur here. There would be an Isur. Fine. But it's not based on the view that it means the day Moshiach will actually come. Rabbeinu Tam, however, says that no, b'yom shabab boy means on the day shera'oi lovoi. And then he continues on. Back to Rabbeinu Tam, have a look. And this is a question that you asked, Pinchas. He asked, let's see. He says, based on Rabbeinu Tam's explanation, it means yom shera'oi lovoi. The line begins midi, it's halfway down the Tosfos. V'neicha nami, mashe makshinan. And with this answer of Rabbeinu Tam, that it means the day that he's ra'oi lovoi, it now goes easy, the question that people ask, am I also, why is he also to drink wine on a Sunday? Moshiach ben Yosef yesh loy lovoy tchila. Moshiach ben Yosef has to come first. V'adayin loyba, and he has not yet come. On any day, any given day, Moshiach ben Yosef has not come. And Moshiach ben, halloy Moshiach ben Yosef yesh loy lovoy tchila. V'adayin loyba. In which case, let's leave that. Now, how does this actually answer the question? So it comes along the crazy placey and he says, they wouldn't come together, it would come before. It has to come beforehand. Elio and Mashiach ben Yosef could come together.
But not ben David and ben Yosef.
It's two different. No, it seems to say these coming beforehand. That's the question. So he says as follows. So Tosfos says that it means, initially Tosfos' view is the day that Moshiach will actually come, which is like Shittas Rashi. And based on it, he has a question, why is it a Kohen, then we're not worried that a Moshiach will come any day and a Kohen can drink wine. And then he brings Rabbeinu Tam that it means Yom Shera'oi Lavoi. And with this, we can also explain and answer the question that Moshiach ben Yosef has to come beforehand, and he didn't come yesterday, so what's going on? And he says, well, the mashmos is that according to Rabbeinu Tam's pirush, that it means Yom Shera'oi Lavoi, then there's no kasha anymore about what Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come yesterday. Not an issue of Tum, but Mashiach, we don't know. Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come. So he says, V'adavar tzarech Talmud, my kasavri, what's going on here? If we hold that Mashiach ben Yosef will come only, has to come to the Beis Din Hagadol, right? So then even according to Pirush Kama, it also goes well. We'll say he came to the Beis Din HaGadol and you didn't know about it. Why? We'll say he came, that Moshiach will come today, and yesterday Moshiach ben Yosef came, and Eliyahu Navi came, like the Gemara initially wanted to say, and we just didn't know about it. Fine. But if Moshiach ben Yosef does not need to come to the Beis Din HaGadol, right? So then, even according to Rabbeinu Tam's Pirush, Minecha HaBeYom, he says, on the day that he actually made the Neder, it's not a day which is Ro'u L'Bias Beis, Lebias based in. Moshiach ben Yosef. Moshiach cannot come today. If Moshiach ben Yosef must come and be announced to everybody, and it's not just to the Beis HaGadol, well, he didn't come yesterday, right? So this day can't be a day that it's ro'i the Moshiach ben David will come. So how does the fact that we say that the Neder means that it's a day that's ro'i, how does that take care of our question about, well, Moshiach ben Yosef did not come yesterday? So he leaves that question. Then he says as follows. The Rambam, we have to understand that he says like this. Nira degamba Rambam yesh lahavin b'mashe kasaftim mitchila chashav agmara letirutz maspik de'eliyo ba koidem Moshiach. We have our questions on the Rambam. How's the Rambam learning this sugya? So we say like this. Initially, the Gemara's understanding was that it's enough to say that the reason you're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos is because Eliyahu HaNavi did not come beforehand, because Eliyahu HaNavi must come before Moshiach. But as we'll see, that the conclusion of the Gemara, Ulubasoif, the Gemara is choizer from that approach and says that no, Bias Eliyahu is not ma'akev the Geula, and therefore it's only based on the issue of Safik Tchumin. It's not to do with Eliyahu anymore. When the Gemara concludes, Sfukim Mesapkel Ula Chumra, we can take Eliyahu out of the picture now, because right? And we say Sfekel Kula according to the Rambam, but now it's only the issue of Tchumin. Eliyahu Navi can fall by the wayside, because according to the conclusion of Gemara, Eliyahu is not necessary before Mashiach. Now, what was the Gemara thinking in the beginning when it thinks that no, Eliyahu must come before Moshiach? And why then afterwards does it change and say that no, it's purely based on Tchum and we don't need Eliyahu to come before Moshiach? So he says, we have to analyze this based on the Hemshech of the Gemara. Because in the Hemshech of the Gemara, after saying the Sfukim Sapkale, you can go look in the Gemara itself, the line begins, Hai Tanam Sfukim Sapkale, Iyesh Tchumin Oy Ein Tchumin Ula Chumra. You could think right now, that's it, end of the Gemara. But yet the Gemara now continues and says, "The Kai Emas, the Kanada. When did he make this neder that we're talking about? Ilem the Kai Bechol. If it was on a weekday, Kim the Chol Alex Nazirus. Since the Nazirus took place on a weekday already, Heichi Asir Shabso Umefkale. How could the following Shabbos come along if he already studies Nazirus during the weekday? How can the following Shabbos now take it away? He's mutter b'yayin. Rather, you have to say that he made the neder on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and on that day he is mutter, because it's a suffix, whether it could be chal or not, and subsequent, the next day, it moves on. Now, if I were to ask you, where should this question of the Gemara mean, be, Dekai Amos, when did he make the neder? Where would you place that? Straight after the Braisa. As soon as we bring the Braisa, that should be the issue over here, Dekai Amos, when did the question arrive? Now, he says, as follows. We have to understand the Hemshech Gemara that says Tanim Suvukim Masapkele, and then it asks the question, the Kaparech that says, when did he make the Neder? So he says, first of all, what Mahakesha between this and Suvukim Masapkele, that now we say Dekai Emas. Right? As the Chasam Sofer writes, it should have been placed earlier. Furthermore, Bechlau, this is absolutely irrelevant over here. Our discussion over here is only in context of Tchumin. This is Masechta Eruvin. We're not analyzing this case of the Nazir. We're bringing the Braisa of Nazir in order to discuss the case of Tchumin. So the details of when he's making this Neder of Nazirus, how is that relevant to our discussion? It belongs there in Masechta Nazir. So he says as follows. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Malachim that it's not clear that Eliyahu HaNavi must come before Moshiach. Now, even though our Gemara here seems to say that that he will come before Moshiach, and even though we have a pasuk which seems to indicate, Hinni ani shaleach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi, so how does the Rambam then have a sofek? Why does the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, why does the Rambam have a sofek? So he says, the Gemara is talking for naught. So he says, Yidua Masha Amru Chazal Be'ita Achishena. We know the Chazal explained there's a difference, two types of Geulas. Geulas could come in its time, when we're not Zoicha, and Achishena if we are Zoicha. And the Rambam says as follows, that when the Seder and the Tnaim in Bias Mashiach is that Eliyahu will come to announce Mashiach. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what the Pasuk says. That's the Seder it's supposed to be. But, Hani Mili, when is that? When it is Be'ita. When Mashiach is coming Be'ita, it will follow a Seder. And the Seder is Eliyahu comes before Mashiach. But if we're Zoicha, then Hashem will be Memaher the Geula, will bring Mashiach swiftly, and he's Medalag el Aharim Mekapetz al Agvois, and will therefore change the whole Seder that you don't need Eliyahu Navi to come at all before Mashiach. So let's just contrast quickly. The Turi Evan, right, he says that whether it's Be'ito Achishena, Eliyahu must come before Mashiach. The difference is, if it's Achishena, then we hold up the Geula because of Eliyahu, because of the Torah. If it's Be'ita, no, Eliyahu cannot be Ma'ak of the Geula because now is the time. Crazy place, he says, no, 1 second. When do we say Eliyahu comes before Mashiach? That's only when the Geula is in a way of Be'ita and therefore it's not Zoicha and therefore it follows its natural course. But when we're Zoicha, the Eibishter can completely override the program out of his love for us and bring Mashiach without Eliyahu Navi having to come at all. And this is what the Rambam writes. He says as follows, in Hilchas Malachim, yes, Taka, it's Ru'uya that Eliyahu could come or should come before Mashiach to announce his Geula. But it's not Mukhlet, it's not absolute, because maybe the Geula will be in a way of Zachu, in a way of Achishena, in which case Hashem will send Mashiach first, and that's why the Rambam brings both opinions in Hilchas Malachim, that the Pashtus, that it will come, it could come afterwards, but Yesh Min HaChachamim, the Eliyahu will come beforehand. The Rambam leaves it open that both possibilities are true because Be'ita Achishena. Fine. Now then he says, Lecha Oira, we could say, now this is totally on the two Pirushim of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, or Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, and what it means, Be'yom Sheben David Ba Boy. Okay. So he says like this. If the Pirush of Be'yom Sheben David Ba Boy means that we choshesh that he will come today and therefore the Nazir is Asur Be'yayin, so then we could say as follows, Haloi by Eliyahu me'esmo, meaning, if he's saying that it means the day Mashiach will actually come, then that indicates he's talking be'ita. Why? Because when we talk about in halacha a miut or a davar rochik, we don't have in mind. The Geula is going to come in a way of Achishena is like a davar rochik. That's like something which is. But if we say the day that Mashiach will come, but pashtus the kavana is in a way of be'ita. If it's in a way of Be'ita, so therefore the Gemara could ask a question. Well, hang on a second. If it's Be'ita, Eliyahu must come before Mashiach. Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, so therefore Mashiach's not coming today. Now, if you're going to be choshesh that maybe it will be in a way of Achishena, he says, Lo matzu b'amneseinu arabim. We don't look like we're exactly the most deserving people, that we have to think the Geula will be Achishena. I don't know what the Rebbe would say about this, but that's the crazy place. Okay. And he says, like, what's the Raya? The Raya is, like it says, by the Kohen drinking wine, Kilkul Isenu Takana Senu. It's our Kilkul, the fact that we're not expecting the Geul anytime soon. That's what's the Takana that allows him to drink wine. Okay. Now, if, however, so that's if you say the Pshat is Biyom Sheben David Bomboy means on the day he will come, then we're talking about Geul Abita, then we have the question of Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. However, if it means Yom Shira'ui Lavoy, a day that Mashiach could come, then that's not limited only to Be'ita. That could include also more far-fetched scenarios that it could be Achishena. And if therefore it is Achishena, it's not predicated on the necessity that Eliyahu has to come beforehand, because in Achishena the whole Seder falls away, gets changed around. And therefore, Tataka, yes, are we Ro'i? Do we look Ro'i? Could it be? It could be. And therefore, Yom Shiro'i, yeah, of course today is a Yom Shiro'i. It could be Achishena. And therefore he's Mekashib, these two, the Machloikas of Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, in the Pirush of Yom Sheben David Baboy, with regards to whether, in fact, Eliyahu needs to come beforehand or not. And then he goes as follows. Licha Oira, what is a Raya for the Pirush of Rabbeinu Tam that it means Yom Shiro'i Lavoi, in which case we're talking about Achishena, is from the question of the Gemara at the end. The Amos Kanader, when did he make this Neder? If it was on a Sunday, meaning if it was on a Bechol, if it was on a Sunday, then he should be allowed to, if it was Bechol, or if it was a weekday, then the Koi Bechol, Kim Dechal Alei Nezirus, Hechi Asa Shabbos Mefka. How could it then, Shabbos then come and undo it? So he says as follows, if the Neder was on a Sunday, so since he made the Neder, and then he comes to the next Shabbos, so he says, Hey Ach Matirin, how could it be? How could you be allowed to be mafkia the Nazirus and to have it? So he says like this, that if you were going to say that it means Yoim Shebad Ben David Ba, then Bichlau, what's the question? Meaning, So he says as follows: Ma kusha had asrin and lishtois b'yom aleph dilma asim mashicha. What's the whole question? That why should he be able to drink on the Sunday? Why can't he drink on Sunday? The reason he can't drink on Sunday is if it's Yom She Ben David Baboy, it's all out of a chashash that maybe Mashiach will come later today. And if he comes later today, then Lamafreya, I was Oive. If so, once the day passes by and Mashiach did not come, then why should the Nizirus be Chal? It was a To'us. Right? The Nizirus was not Chal. Mashiach didn't come. And therefore, okay, fine. But maybe tomorrow he's going to come. Okay, so tomorrow I won't drink wine. That day passes, he didn't come. There's no Nazirus. The next day, comes Friday, passes by, now comes Shabbos. Has there been a Nazirus that we have to be worried that the Shabbos can't be Mafkia? There was no Nazirus. Everything was Batos. Mashiach did not come, and therefore there's no Nazirus. So therefore, what's the question? But the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question. How could Shabbos and come be Mafkia? So he says as follows. If we say, like Rabbeinu Tam, Yom Shero'u Lavoi, if so, then there's no To'us over here. Because as we said before, if Yom Shiroi, today's the day Shiroi, and therefore the Nizirus is Chal on the weekday. And therefore, Taka, Shabbos cannot be, therefore that's our question, how could Shabbos be Mafkia? Therefore you must say the Neder was made on Shabbos. Okay, and with this we can now explain the Rambam, that in the beginning of the Gemara, again, we said that this point over here, this discussion, to Kai Amos, should have been brought earlier. The fact it wasn't brought earlier means the Gemara wasn't actually bothered by this question, because okay, it was a toast. I don't have a question. How could Shabbos come and be mafkia? What do you mean? It was a toast. Therefore, there was no nizirus. Therefore, Shabbos is not a problem. If that's the case, so the beginning of the Gemara is predicated on the understanding that it means Yom Sheben David Baboy, the day he will actually come. Oy bazoy, which type of geul are we talking about? Be'ita. And if it's be'ita, it's totally on Elio, and that's why the Gemara says, but Elio didn't come yesterday. Masha Enkin, once we come to the conclusion of the Gemara, and the Gemara is bothered by this question, when did he make the Neder? Means that we say it's not a To'us. Right? And if we have a legitimate question, how could Shabbos then come and be Mafkia if the Neder was already Chal? Well, if the Neder was Chal already, it must mean the Neder was in the form of Yom Shiro'i Lavoi. And if it's Yom Shiro'i Lavoi, means we're talking about a Geul in a way of Achishena, and if it's a Gula in the way of Achishena, we don't need Mashiach Eliyahu to come before Mashiach's arrival. And that's why the Rambam takes Eliyahu out of the picture completely in the Halacha. Right? Doesn't mention anything about Eliyahu, because the Rambam is learning the based on the Maskon of the Gemara. And the Gemara is not based on, like we wanted to say, oh, there's a difference between this Gemara here, Nazir, Sveka, Nazir, Lakula, and here it's the Chumra. The Rambam is saying, hang on a second, let's just look over here. Eliyahu and Navi, and the Gemara seems to indicate over here that it's Vada Mashiach won't come on Shabbos. The Rambam says that's only based on the original half of the Gemara, that the Geula will mean we have Be'ita, and the form of the Neder is Yom Sheben David Bar Vadai. Therefore, we have a question about Eliyahu Navi. But based on the fact that the Gemara later asks and is not bothered that it's a toast, and therefore means the Nazirus is Chal on a Sunday, is Chal on a Monday, means we're talking about Yom Shiro'i Lavi, in which case it's Achishena, in which case Eliyahu Navi doesn't have to come before, and therefore we don't have any kashas, any questions about this Mice of Eliyahu, and it's purely based on the discussion of Tchumin. And therefore, it's a Safek. Whereas if it's based on Eliyahu, it's Vada, he can't come on Shabbos. It's based on a Safek, and therefore that Safek goes away. So it's a paraphrase a little bit, but it's actually an unbelievable thing. And now going back to the question of Tosfos. Tosfos, well, the question we had is, hang on one second, how does Rabbeinu's Tam Pirush, that is Yom Shiroi Lavoi, how does that answer the question about Moshiach ben Yosef? So he says at the end, with this we can understand Tosfos Hanal, that according to the first Pirush, that ben David Ba means when he will actually come. Then we have a kasha, Moshiach ben Yosef didn't come. Because part of the Seder, if we're talking about Geula in a way of Be'ita, so just as Eliyahu and Navi must come before Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef has to come beforehand. To be Mevas, Eliyahu, to be Mevas, Geula, Moshiach ben Yosef, etc., etc. Now, again, if it's talking about that he will actually come, so we're not choshish v'achishenu, because it's a davar rochik. However, according to the Pirush of Rabbeinu Tam, that is Yom Shiro'i Lavoi, right? There's no kasha Moshiach ben Yosef. Why? Because we're now talking about Geula in a way of Achishena, in which case Mashiach ben Yosef is irrelevant to the picture, the same way Eliyahu is irrelevant to the picture. And therefore, this day is a day that it's Roy that Mashiach could come, it's only an issue of Tchumin, and therefore the Nazirus would be Chal. It's an unbelievable, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful Hesber, beautiful, beautiful Diyur. Now what I'd like to do is just have a look at some of the views of the Rebbe on this. The Chassam Sofer elaborates on this theme at length, but just to have a look at a few passages. First of all, this is an Igris from the Rebbe in Chelek Beis of Igris Kodesh, Simon Igris Reish Pei Ches. And he says as follows, answering your question, Aleph, you write that the Rambam says, Ani mamim bevias ha-Mashiach b'chol yoyim she'yavay. The Rebbe says, "La'is ata." I did not find this in the Pirush Mishnayos or the actual Rambam Mishnah Torah, but this is the Nusach and the Sidurim of the Ani Mamet. Number two, that which you write that you heard a Pirush. What does it mean? Shebachol Yoim Hu Mechake, that at the end of the day he will come, even though he will not come today. What does that mean? That, for example, on Yom Tov, like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, like the Koran Eidovin says, the Mashiach will not come because Huftach Lehen Yisrael, right? That he will not come. I've already been asked this question before, that there seems to be a contradiction between this animam, which says, I'm waiting for Mashiach every day. Well, why are you waiting for Mashiach on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Mashiach won't come on Shabbos. So he says, it should have said, every day I'll wait for him to come, in order there should not be a suffix in the Kavan. Anyway, he says, Ulechidudi, Yesh Loimer. Since the Ein Ben David Baba Shabbos V'Yom Tov is a Safeku, that's a conclusion of Gemara, it's a Safek based on Tchumin, V'loi Vadai, and he quotes the Rambam in Hilchus Nezirus, based on the Rambam, there's nothing to do with Elio now, it's a Safek when the Mashiach could come. Therefore, the Animam was written in a way that it could be read in either of two ways, either I'll wait, whatever day it could come, I will wait, or every single day I'll wait. But then he says, Oy boy fenache ktas. Yeshnam kama sveikus bedin shelio yifterim. We know that there are certain sveikus that Eliyahu Navi will come to answer him. Like it says, teku tishbi yitaris kushav the boys, etc. Vimkenk sha'oimed b'shabas v'yomim tovim, hare safek efshe shekvar bol liyo lebesin agadu b'yom erev Shabbos or Yom Tov oylif neze upata safek lukula. Maybe Eliyahu Navi came up on Friday already, and he already resolved the safek, and it's lukula, and therefore Mashiach could come on Shabbos. And then he says, L'chayre kasha, the coin to the one who says that Bein David will not come on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of Tchumin Lamaila Miyud. Bishlameb Eliyahu Shaykh Zeh. Hang on a second. With Eliyahu, maybe it's Shaykh, the issue of Tchumin Lamaila. But Ben David is down here. Mashiach is present here in this world, like it says in Sanhedrin. He's there by Shari Roimi. He's here in this world. Ubifrat, specifically going over the page, he says in Mishnah Torah, he says, Im Yamoid Melech Mebeis David, Hoiga B'Torah, then he will compel the world, he'll fight the wars of Hashem, and only then he will be revealed. So Mashiach has been here in the world already doing all of these things, fighting the wars of Hashem, etc. But Had the Ein Ben David Ba B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. What does it mean? It's when he'll win his battle, like it says in the Gemara. And therefore, we don't really have a question on Mashiach, on the issue of Tchumin. So you have to say that Mashiach will have to come to the Beis Din, right? The Hine Bias Ben David Tzarich Leis either L'Chol Yisrael, meaning it's not enough that he just announced himself in whatever place he is, because then there's no issue of Tchum, but the Gemara says the issue of Tchum. So it must mean he must come to every single Jewish location to announce himself, or L'Chol HaPachos to the Beis Din HaGadol, who are the Boy Koyach of Kol Yisrael. And obviously, if he's fighting the war of Gog and Magog, that is in Yerushalayim, the Sanhedrin will be Nisgala in Tveria, and therefore there's going to be an issue of Tchum that we have. And then he says, finally, Behine kol anal shaykh dafka l'Mashiach ben David, but Mashiach ben Yosef she'ena tzarech l'iskalas bebas achas l'chol Yisrael, then there is no issue of Tchum. And with that, you could also answer up the question that is brought in Tosfos. On the oversight, Baruch, if you need the recorder, you can please take it. That's fine. Just a few excerpts from other places in Sichas. This is from Shari Geula. So he says as follows.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.